الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جل جلاله is with the people who have taqwa and with the people who do ihsan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have taqwa and who do ihsan, the muhsinun. Now, this ayat, I remind myself anew, this ayat is talking purely and purely about action. Taqwa is the concern to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we love more than anyone and anything else. And ihsan is to go a step beyond that and to do everything in such an excellent way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most pleased. So taqwa and ihsan both relate to action. Taqwa and ihsan both relate to having a constant concern only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single action, every single decision we take, everything we speak, the izhar of the niyyah, the intention, manifestation of the intention, fi kulli aqwal wa fi kulli ahwal wa fi kulli ahwal al-barizatu wal-khafi. This is al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi's definition of al-niyyah. Al-izhar al-niyyah fi kulli أقوال وفي كل أعمال وفي كل أحوال البارزة والخفي. Imam al-Nawawi said this, which means the awareness of the niyyah, awareness of the intention in everything we speak, in everything we do, and in all the situations that we find ourselves in. Now, what is this niyyah? This niyyah is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only niyyah of the Muslim, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The awareness of this niyyah. Who has the awareness of this niyyah? The one who has taqwa and the one who wants to do ihsan. The taqwa is the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because we love Allah more than anybody else. And ihsan is the manifestation of this taqwa. So taqwa is my desire and ihsan is how I work according to that desire. So my taqwa is that I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my salah. And the ihsan of the salah is to pray as if we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anta'abudu Allah ka'annaka tara. Fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. Where does it start from? It starts from the taqwa. It starts from the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it manifested? In the way the action is performed. And that way is the way of ihsan. And Allah said Allah is with them. How is Allah with them? Because Allah is with us because we are constantly thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every action of our lives. Right? I mean, I don't give the misal of anyone to compare with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But somebody you love very much, right? Your spouse, your parents, your children, whoever. You might feel that this person is always with me. You know, sometimes people tell me, sometimes people, I'm sure they tell you also, you are always with me. And obviously, it doesn't mean physically you are with them. Meaning that your thought is always with them. Wherever they are going, they are thinking of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always, is with such people, means that these people constantly think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They constantly think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they constantly want to please only Allah. And that is the meaning of taqwa. So their actions are the actions of ihsan. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. Now this is one of the meanings of the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the real meaning of ma'iyyat and we do not try to interpret what Allah means. But at the same time, this is one of the meanings, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's thought to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always is with the person. Now obviously if a person is doing every action in order to please Allah and the person is doing every action at a level of excellence, at a level of ihsan, then he gets the benefit of that in this dunya itself. Because actions which are done at the level of ihsan, at the level of excellence, produce their own worldly results. I mean, if you deal very nicely with somebody, you get a straightforward reward from that. You build great relationships, you build great businesses, you build great, services. I sent out the video of Arvind Eye Hospital the other day. That is a classic study in working with Ihsan. The person who did it is not a Muslim, so we are not talking about Ihsan as in the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Ihsan as in keeping targets which are the targets of excellence, right? Their targets is we will never turn anybody away. So we cannot turn anybody away. We will never compromise on excellence. And we will be self-sufficient in what we do. So when big donors came to them for money, they refused. They said, no, we will be self-sufficient. So we will create a business model whereby we will serve the poorest of the poor, but we'll do that in such a way that we are self-sufficient in terms of our revenues. It looks like a completely crazy model. But what was their results? The results were they got a cash surplus of 13 million on a revenue of 27 million. In the 80s, when the interocular lens was invented and manufactured in the West, which is the lens that they put for cataract surgery, it used to cost $300. And WHO, all the major eye care providers, they said this lens is not for countries like India. WHO even went to the extent of saying that it would be highly irresponsible to get people addicted. Look at the language. It would be highly irresponsible to get people addicted to technology that they cannot afford in countries like India. This is the World Health Organization. Giving something to the poor is called, some poor person cannot see, to do cataract surgery for them, they call this addiction to technology which they cannot afford. Crazy. So Arvind Eye Hospital people listen to that very carefully. Then they set up a world-class, internationally certified manufacturing facility, and they produce the interocular lens in India at a cost of $10. The lens which was being sold for $300, they produced the lens at a cost of $10, and then they drove the cost down to $2, and then they exported that lens to 170 countries. This is the meaning of excellence. This is the meaning of excellence. And who started this? This one guy who started this after his retirement at the age of 58 with an 11-bed clinic. He and his five brothers and sisters and their spouses, they mortgaged their house, they sold all their family jewelry, and they started this with these aims and objectives: to provide world-class eye care to the poorest of the poor. They are a Harvard Medical School case study, a Harvard Business School's case study for the last 25 years. Arvind Eye Hospital is required reading, mandatory reading for every single MBA student that goes to Harvard. They train Harvard Medical School and Johns Hopkins residents and interns in Madurai in their hospital. They train them. That is the meaning of excellence. Now imagine a Muslim organization doing that. What would be the impact, global impact? You don't have to talk about the greatness of Islam and blah, blah, blah. People will come and see it. People will just come and see it. That is the meaning of Ihsan. So Allah said, Inna Allaha ma'al ladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun. Verily Allah is with those who have taqwa and who work to the level of Ihsan. And as I mentioned, taqwa is the feeling, the desire, and Ihsan is the manifestation of that desire. Taqwa is the desire to please Allah in my salah, and Ihsan is to pray as if I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, which is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Jibreel, where he mentioned the definition of Ihsan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.